Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
If you're waking up every day and you're thinking every day is a bad day, that is not a good sign. When you're having no joy in your day and you're really dreading the day, when you start to think about your own home and your work situation and you just don't care and you're getting this sort of whatever because I'm so overwhelmed with what's going on. I mentioned being exhausted. I mentioned being sick. If that's becoming much more regular, that's a sign that you're in the burnout stage. And then when you start looking around and you start thinking, whatever I have to do, it just seems like it's mind-numbing, you know, that I have to do this, and you just kind of get into this overwhelmed where your affect, your emotions are just very flat, and you just don't feel like whatever you're doing makes a difference. And one of the things that's really tough with this, and this is something that if you're caring for someone with dementia or Alzheimer's or Lewy body or one of those neurocognitive disorders, you really can sometimes feel like nothing you're doing is making a difference and that you're not appreciated. When you walk in, I remember when we would walk in with my grandmother, and she had Alzheimer's at the last stages when she was in a nursing home, and I remember, you know, my mom would, and my aunt would be doing all these things for my grandmother, and, you know, she wouldn't even recognize them. She didn't know who they were. She wouldn't acknowledge, and she would sometimes get very irritable because of the cognitive changes in her brain, because she was never like that as our grandmother. She was this sweet, humble pastor's wife who would never, and, you know, we watched this woman who was shredding her clothes and would get irritable and say things. You still have to caretake during that time, and you're not going to get the appreciation or even the acknowledgement most of the time. So what happens is you start to detach and you start to kind of pull away, and you because you're doing that as a defensive mechanism just so that you can cope. But if you do that too much and you withdraw and you isolate too much, then you can be in a stage of burnout. So what we have to do is pay attention to what you're eating, try to get sleep, and ask for help. You know, take a break when you need a break. Ask someone else to go in and do the task that day, or give you an hour of, you know, going out and just doing errands or getting out of the house if you have that person in your home. You have to be able to take breaks. And I would say also spend time with the Lord. And if you're caretaking someone, pull out your Bible and spend some time with that person and do some praise and worship with them and listen to music and, you know, just spend some time worshiping God. That will settle all of that busyness and all the work that you have to do, and will help you then get to a point where you can have that peace in the middle of all of this.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.